Whoa, there we go. Good evening and welcome to the regular meeting of the Morro Bay Recreation Parks Commission. Today is Thursday, April 20th, 2017. We have a quorum. Let it be shown that Michelle Morrison and Timothy Ross are not here, and the rest of the commissioners are. So at this point, we'd like a moment of silence, please. Okay, thank you very much. And now we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. Pardon our backs.
Okay, Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so announcements and presentations. I have an announcement or two. We got the Morro Bay Car Show coming up. I know it's not a Parks and Rec thing, but it does affect the city. It's citywide, and there'll be hundreds of very nice cars here and a lot of fun things to do. And, of course, it's Earth Day and other things happening. If you just look in the local paper, there's stuff happening everywhere. The weather is going to be beautiful. And everybody's going to be out kayaking and having a great time. So, other commissioners have some comments, or
yes, I have one. I think the Amgen tour is coming to town, and the city is hooked up with the radio station 97.3 The Rock to provide to the highest bidder a seat on the tour bus that follows the riders around. And then when it comes into town, they get VIP seating and all that good stuff the VIPs get. So if you want to, you know, put your bid in, you go to EsteroBayRadio.com and you can put your bid in for that, and the highest bidder will get the ride. And what they do is, and they get to talk to some of the experts about bike riding and the tour, and they start in Pismo, follow the tour all the way up to Morro Bay, and then they get the VIP seating. So check that out. It'll be a great event.
Thank with you. Free food, free beverages as well. Red will be on that tour as well, and that'll be fun. So that's great.
Red's gonna ride in it.
there are two seats for the chase car, and I have one.
Okay, yeah. Great. So everybody wave to him when he goes by. Okay, so public comment. I don't see any. Yes, sir.
Any further announcements from the rest of the commission?
Any further announcements from the rest of the commission?
Announce that. We are having a pickleball tournament on July 2nd, Sunday, coming up, and it's going to be a fun tournament, and we're going to have several cities involved and people from out of the area. So,
great. Pickleball's really done well.
Yeah, it's the
fastest
really,
growing sport in the world, yes.
Yeah, I gave a report last time.
Yes.
And yeah, it is. It's,
all right.
And it's even... Every day we're getting more and more people right here in Morro Bay to come out.
Awesome. Well, everybody really come good. On down and play. There's room for everyone.
I was out Sunday and figuring that I'll go down and do a little work. It was totally full.
Cool.
Of people. So
on Sunday?
That's what we like
Sunday.
To see.
Nice. Yeah. Kathy Thomas sent an email to staff saying 50 people were there yesterday, and she took a picture of the cars.
Yeah.
Cool. Nice. Yeah. That's
really... Really growing.
That's a great number.
So it's
good
great.
For you guys.
Yeah.
Skip.
Anyone else? Staff?
Yes, we have a few announcements, events and things coming up with recreation. First of all, our junior guard session one and session two are both full for the first, they filled up on the first day. We still have space available in our pool program and our junior guard 2.0, which is for our returning guards over the age of 12. That's at the beginning of the summer. Rock to Pier registration is going to open on May 1st. Our event date this year is July 15th. Low tide is around 9:30 in the morning, so we're starting at 8:30. So we'll be having a outgoing tide. We need volunteers, so if anyone wants to come out and volunteer, please get in contact with the Recreation Services office, and we will get you signed up, you'll get a goodie bag and a t-shirt, so it'll be fun, and breakfast. We are taking pre-registration for Kids Club for the school year, next school year, for 2017-18. There's a $50 registration fee for that. And Kids Camp registration is going to start on May 1st for our summer. We are also now taking applications for a head teacher at Kids Club, as well as our counselors and CITs for Kids Camp. And we're also doing applications for volunteers for junior lifeguards. They will be doing their testing on May 20th in the Bay. And then also we have Monster Skate this coming Saturday, April 22nd. Registration starts at 9 a.m. with the event starting at 10. It's $15 a participant, many age groups, so it should be a lot of fun. Come on out to the Morro Bay Skate Park for that event. It is, the fifth in the series of events throughout the county. So check that out. And if you need more information, contact us at the recreation office.
Excellent. Yes, excellent. Okay, anything else?
Mr. Chairman, I have a few.
Okay.
Starting with our Seniors Day. Now, there's I might have mentioned this last meeting, but Saturday, June 17th, has been set for our 55-plus celebration and free open house fair. And that will open up our community center with all sorts of different activities, as well as food, concessions, things of that nature. So look for that, and a little more information will be coming out soon. Additionally, back to the our Amgen tour and the related events, this Saturday, April 22nd, Earth Day, is also our Bike Fest in the Park. So we'll be out at Cloisters Park from 2 to 5 with a number of different activities, from a bike rodeo provided by the Morro Bay Police Department. We will have Fitness Works out there doing some kind of a spin demonstration on a stationary bike. There'll be hot dogs, popcorn, things like that, and a tune-up bike tune-up station from Cambria Bike Kitchen. So 2 to 5 this Saturday should be a lot of fun. Along the lines of Amgen Tour, and for your information, May is National Bike Month. So keeping in along the Bike Month vein there, we've got May 10th, Bike to School Day. So there are, I think, two schools that are participating in Bike to School Day, along with our local police officers, on May 10th. May 15th, we're hosting a community bike ride, and that'll start at 6 o'clock at City Park. So we'll have a little bit of Amgen swag, and we'll all take off for a little ride. Hopefully we'll see Councilmember Davis joining us that evening, as well as Mayor Irons. Along with police officers on bike and motorcycle, and we'll take about a 2 mile ride, which will pick up the rest of the course up to the finish line of the Amgen Tour that's upcoming. That is May 15th. That is a Monday night, so it's Monday night right before the race. So then that following day is May 16th. The Tuesday is the Stage 3 finish here in Morro Bay, and that will finish up there right at the post office on Harbor Street. And roughly about 3:30, they're saying they're coming in. I think that's right. And that should be a blast, so get on out there, check that out. If you're not volunteering, they're looking for more volunteers. And then May 19th is a National Bike to Work Day. The city is working along with the county to provide a bike to work day, meeting up at City Hall 7 to 9 o'clock in the morning, and you gather there and then off to work you go. So again, Bike Month May. a couple other items. One was an agendized item from our last meeting, and this was the park naming policy. And the direction that your commission gave to staff was to investigate, do a little research, and come back to you. During my research, our research, we did discover or uncover a resolution that already lays out the groundwork for naming a park or a facility. So there really is no need for me to come back to your commission to describe that or discuss it any further. We have that resolution in place. I'm going to go ahead and forward that to Mr. Siloway of the Historical Society, along with Joan Sulu, and then they can go ahead and take that forward. It's a write-up of a, not an application, but more of just describing what it is, what the intent is, what the request is. Once that's received here, then we'll go ahead and agendize for your commission to take a look at, and then from there we'll move it forward to council with your recommendation. And the final thing I have is just to let you folks know that we've lost two of our staff members that have moved on, both have retired, and that would be Tiffany Porter in the office, as well as Bob Markart. And Bob was our sports coordinator, and then Tiffany did some administrative duties in the office. So just letting you guys know, and you out there in TV land.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your report. Mm-hmm. So we're going to move on to the consent calendar. And approve the minutes from the last meeting. Can I get a motion for that?
I make a motion that we approve the minutes of the last meeting.
May I get a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? None. Thank you. A2, Recreation Services Division Status Report. I recommend that we receive and file. Do I get a motion on that?
I'll second.
So, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? None. Thank you very much. Move on to public hearings. I don't think we have anyone that wants to talk today. So, business items. All right, C1, presentation of RPC work program for fiscal 2017/18. So we're going to talk about what's going to be going on down the road. So guys, how should we proceed with this? Did we all get this Exhibit A? Or how are we going to go about this? Looking at this.
Yeah, it should be in your staff.
Okay.
Is it in your staff report? Should be in there.
I had a previous one.
We just wanted to... What we wanted to do was just review this with you, go over this, and try to visualize things that are not explicit in here, bring out a lot of the thoughts that are embedded in our minds and in our souls, and bring them out, and really put it on paper and clarify for us. I find out that when we're organized, which we are, but when we put it on paper or put it on computer, that we can stick to it. And so it's written here, but maybe we could expand, share some specifics. And so I'll go over the general topics that we have and maybe an idea that we mention or verbalize over the microphone might bring up another idea either now or at another meeting. So really the purpose of this is to review and see how we can implement this work plan. And feel free to ask any questions at any time. So I'll just kind of go down the list. Budget forecast. This is something that we like to review with the commission, typically around quarter three. But don't spend too much time because budget is not a fun thing. So right now, we are working through the budget process, so we would like to review sometime before the end of the fiscal year with you kind of how the recreation budget looks like. Again, we'll keep it, you know, at the macro view level. Don't really want to jump in, but if you want to, we can go into details on that. But moving on down the list, evaluate programs. When I came in to the city, so I was excited to start new programs. And so Kirk and I met, and he had a few weeks or maybe a week in front of me. Mm-hmm. And so I came day one and basically said, Kirk, we're gonna create new programs. And he said, we need to hold up. You can't just, we all want to create new programs, but you got to start evaluating the programs that we have. And he brought up a lot of the partnerships that were going on. And he started evaluating the partnerships that were not paying fees, partnerships that were going on because there were so many transitions. Nobody was following up with those partnerships that were going on that were perhaps still meeting in the community center and things. So it was good that Kirk brought that up. We still are excited to create, but we have people like Karen who she's taken above and beyond more than and she always says yes. So that's why we love Karen. But she has so much under. If you look at the org chart and responsibilities, there's definitely an imbalance because Karen has a lot of bullet points, and it really tips that org chart. So she does a lot. But that's what we don't want to do. And so I bring that up because the point of that was evaluation program. Before we can start bringing on new, we have to see what we have already, evaluate those. So that was the point of that. So review existing recreational programming with the RPC, and even looking at things that come up is the contract and agreement with pickleball. Some things, certain instances have come up where that's one we're pretty confident that we can work through with Skip and KT and RT and the Thomases. But we play there on Saturdays, and some things will come up that sometimes Kirk and I are asking, let's just make sure the contract is clear and transparent so that nobody is ever confused. So that's an example of things we want to implement across the board. Utilizing RPC suggestions, reviewing, researching, analyze additional programming. So going back to, yes, we do need to evaluate programs, but we also want to keep in mind that we could always share ideas over the dais. You can always email us, and you might even have ideas now about programs that we can go over. And so what I wanted this was more of a discussion, and a question to you is, are there any programs that maybe you have thought of before, and we just maybe we just missed it, but any ideas that you want to mention to us that maybe we could look into, in addition to bocce ball and in addition to pickleball expansion? And I was talking to Kevin. I know he's interested in Boy Scouts of America. But perhaps there could be something done with them. Who knows? Maybe we could offer a merit badge, you know? And what I'm saying is it takes, you know, we may not get to the right idea, but if we just bounce ideas, maybe we'll find something that works for us. So question for you is, any programs that you thought that maybe we haven't mentioned, even if it's silly, a sport, activity?
I have one that I mentioned a number of months ago, and I'm not sure of the coordination issues, but I'd like to see some look into maybe making some kind of partnership with the Morro Bay golf course and develop some youth golf programs. I know the golf course itself has been working on that, but with all the young kids that live here in the city, I think that if we provide recreation for numerous other sports and for kids, and I thought golf, since it's such a growing sport as far as athletes turning to golf rather than other sports, it might be something that parents and kids might be interested in.
Mm-hmm. Jeffrey, thank you so much. That's a great one.
Do we know if Morro Bay High has a golf team?
Yes,
they do.
It does? Yeah. Okay, because that's a great way to get into college.
Yeah.
Golfing.
But my point is that it needs to start much younger than that.
Okay.
I know a couple of kids that play on the golf team, and it's the first time they've ever played golf.
Yeah.
We used to have a program that we ran through the summer with Sea Pines Golf Course. We had golf lessons, different sessions, and that they've taken that all on their own. So we would definitely be open to working with the Morro Bay Golf Course.
The city I was at prior, we had the golf pro in our city, and we had it on our website, sign up for junior golf. So it was on the city website. People thought it was the city's, but it was just really a pass-through. And when they clicked on it, it took them to the golf course website, and they signed up through there. But the cool thing is the city offered a sport, and it was run by the private industry, but we didn't have to use our FTEs on that. So it's a perfect partnership right there where, you know, and I think several of those type of activities happen now, but we don't have to burden our staff in those type of activities. So we can have bigger offerings. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, too. That's great to hear. That's a good way to run things.
Okay. Any other?
Yeah,
yes, please.
I'll bring it up now. It's kind of in the infancy, with the grade schools, and of course I'm going to talk about pickleball, and we actually are putting together, but I think we're going to need to bring it together as a total group, Parks and Rec, the school, the commission, the pickleball people, and actually to integrate that into the athletics in the elementary schools. It's going on now, and of course, I'm on Facebook quite a bit in regards to pickleball, and it's starting up in a lot of different communities. Simi Valley is one of the first, and now theirs is all based on middle school. Of course, here we have no middle school, so we're looking at, you know, fourth, fifth, and sixth. Well, sixth, I think, is middle school here too.
Yes.
But fourth and fifth graders, and but just starting it and looking into it, and I think it's a program that will definitely be advantageous to the community. So.
Okay. Thanks, Skip.
Okay. Any more comments?
Any more comments? All right. Well, 2017 is a long year, so feel free to shoot ideas and think about it. I always find the best ideas come when I'm have shampoo in my hair and there's warm water going on. I just need to write it down because I always forget that idea by the time I get out.
Okay.
All right. So, and looking into feasible partnerships. So an example of this, of WP3, Kirk and I, we met with the YMCA in SLO, possible partnerships and looking. And basically our question was, what could we do? A potential partnership. And we said, is there anything, you know, we have needs, you have needs as well. Could we do kind of this trifecta and do this kind of trad relationship? So I was actually reaching out to them because I have a project where I worked with the YMCA, and they wanted to put in a building. Actually, we wanted to put in the building. The YMCA didn't even know we existed. We had 100 acres, worked with the private industry, and we said, don't just put small clubhouses. Save your clubhouses. You're going to put three of those clubhouses, and each clubhouse, really one or two people uses them in the complex. So if you save your money, you'll have about $1.5 million. Put that together, let us call like a Gold's Gym, let us call like a recreational facility and see if they could add something, and then the city adds money. And so that's going on right now. So the YMCA, they're pretty creative, just like the Boys and Girls Club. I mean, they could do things. It's all about timing. We went over there potentially in SLO to see if they had some funds, because they could raise some funds. They're not as interested as doing a recreational facility here just because of our demographics. They said they would prefer that more on the 101 somewhere. But at least we have discussions, looking into possible partnerships, talking. And so they brought up certain things that are not out here, perhaps that we're talking about. But I just wanted to share that really any idea, if there's an idea, we just got to try it. I think as a board, our biggest thing as staff is we want you to come here, feel that you could have an idea. We as staff may be able to check it out. We can make a phone call, try it, but it keeps you motivated. I think that's the purpose of the reason why I'm bringing this draft plan is you spend time. We want to make sure your time is effective as you come. So if it's pickleball and bocce ball and Boy Scouts or whatever is your passion, share it, because we can do so much when we work with our passions. So going down to goal 6, support economic development. This is one where actually talked with Scott yesterday on food trucks. This is a popular item apparently. So when softball tournaments are happening and sports related activities, so even Harbor has a night at the Rock. You know, we have an ordinance that prevents food trucks from coming in. So we are excited to work with Scott in planning. Already talked with, met with him to see what we can do and put our heads together. This one seems like a more simple one, but it's just going to take collaboration with other departments and other boards, but it'll be a fun one to come up with. So if you have any ideas with that, feel free to let us know throughout the year.
Connie, on yes. The food truck situation, does the city or Parks and Rec, do they have any set application policy that can be handed? Because you're going to have events. Like, for instance, I mean, we had an event last year with pickleball. We had a food truck, but they had to go through, you know, but it was, that I remember, it was.
You had a food truck?
Like, yeah, there was a food truck.
Oh. But I don't think we had a code enforcement officer.
Here's the
so.
Thing. They had to go. They had to go through
hoops and ladders, right?
Right. And so the thing is if we're gonna, as a pickleball association or whatever it is, if we're gonna put on an event, and we're coordinating the event, we should be able to hand them and say, these are the policies. This is what you need to do. Because I will tell you that if you have an outside event, you know, and you don't have food there, that's, you're not going to have happy people there. You know, they're going to, you know, especially if it's an all-day event. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. My wife says if I'm acting funny, it's because I need to eat. And then I'm me. You ever see the Snickers commercial? It's kind of like that. Yeah, you just got to eat.
Yeah.
You'll be yourself. I hear you.
So that is the intent of this work. Program item, as it reads there, it does say that staff will research and
right.
come up with the modifications to current municipal code to allow that.
Okay.
The standard practice right now is for a food truck or for a food booth is to obtain environmental health permit to that allows you to sell outside of a brick and mortar shop. And then here in the city of Morro Bay, you would also need a business license to operate.
Okay.
So beyond that, we don't have anything more formalized, but I understand what you're saying, Skip, with regards to frequently asked questions or an application process.
Okay. You know, for instance, this tournament that we were coming up with in July, we had contemplated, and I looked into it, with USAPA, depending on the amount of courts you have, is to put on a sanctioned tournament. And the sanctioned tournament, what this does, it brings players, not just from this area, from other areas. And on a sanctioned tournament, they're awarded points. So that when they go to other areas, they carry those points with them, and it also puts them in a status of their level of competition. So we contemplated putting on what they call as a tier one. We could actually put a tier one with four courts. We've decided not to do that and just make this first one here a fun tournament. But as this grows and more people that are playing, of course the recreation, I think part of pickleball is going to be the greatest forever. The aspect of tournaments, which is another level, but that's growing leaps and bounds. There are sanctioned tournaments going all over right now, all over this country. And a lot of people are traveling to play in these tournaments. We could get them here too, which is definitely going to be a benefit, you know. But at the same time, going through the hoops and all of this, would be so much easier just to be able to hand them a pamphlet or whatever it is for all those policies and procedures. So, and everything runs, and I guarantee you put on a tier four tournament, there's a lot of people that show up and they're going to have food.
Well,
so,
Back to the food truck. I'd like to know, because I'm ignorant on the topic of food trucks and their allowance and legal aspects and so forth. My curiosity is, what do other cities do? Mm-hmm. I see food trucks throughout my lifetime of different cities. So I'm wondering if we're unique, we're different. Do we have rules and regulations that are archaic? Mm-hmm. Maybe we need to move forward into a time when activities like pickleball and other activities that we have here, we have the facilities to feed people. Mm-hmm. I'd like to know where we are in relationship with the other cities up and down California.
Jeff, so food trucks are different from, you know, when about 5 years ago, food trucks started becoming the thing to do. There was a TV show on cable, and I forgot what it was called, but they started showing cool-looking food trucks and lines and lines and lines. And so everyone started, you know, if you had money and you're looking to start a business, food trucks, you know. So and this is a craze because there's light overhead. If you can cook, you don't, you know, brick and mortar versus food truck cost is different. So what has happened in this last 5 years, it looks totally different from if we were trying to remember 20 years ago, 10 years ago, you know, on the term that was brought up, I think it was Roach Coach, you know. But it's not like that typically anymore. The newer ones, the newer models of food trucks, I mean, they look like spaceships inside. I mean, they're pretty efficient with their space. But the reason why I bring that up is because you bring up a good point. Now there is this group, and they come in clusters. And typically, if you do food truck carnivals, and so what I used, and this was one of the projects that I worked on in the city I was at before, because we were so far in rural town. We didn't have much offerings, so the food trucks did very well, but they came and they parked about 8 to 10, and they do better that way when they come in packs because you want variety. So when you come, they came once a week, and we dedicated an overlay. So we overlaid a cul-de-sac, and we said, you can only come in here on this night, but businesses don't like them to be close. So we put it out in the office park where it's perfect. So there's lunch and people go out, you know, when they're leaving work. And so we said, come in this cul-de-sac and park. And so I'm just really sharing an option of what happened. It was Tuesday nights, it became food truck night. And once you just, it's consistency and it was great for families. But what happened was because it was a business park, it's a concrete jungle. So families want to sit down. They don't want to sit on the parking lot and go back in their car. So ideally, it was a win for everyone because they wanted to use our park. And so we brought them to one of our community parks. And so they parked on the side when there were soccer games. And so ideally that's where the people and families want to eat, is somewhere where there's green grass and they can enjoy and see an event. So, but anyways, I really didn't want to jump into details, but you bring up great questions. And as we look into food trucks, if there's really any specifics or details, or if you're watching a TV show and you said, oh, we should put that in our policy, let us know. Or if there's something in addition to food trucks that would support economic development, and let us know. So, perfect. I'll, and anything else?
Yeah, I have a comment.
Please.
I'm for the food trucks as long as you limit the number. Like you said, you'd like a lot of variety, but I don't think you could have 20 food trucks. So you'd have to come up with some sort of a lottery and say, we're going to have a surf contest, there'll be 8 food trucks, and then somehow make it fair to the people that own the
good
trucks.
Point will take
some sort of a lottery. Yeah, certain events that are, it's appropriate. Certain places, I'm sure, they won't be. And also to see the city look at it, how other cities are doing it, try to enter into a percentage contract, mm-hmm. so that, you know, it's a win-win situation.
Yeah.
And then we use that money for parks and recs programs.
There you go.
Or to support the kids that need, you know, that need a little extra financial support. That'd be my suggestion anyway.
Awesome. Thank you, Drew.
But yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Perfect.
I agree with
Please.
The food court, but I think we have to, I know there's a ordinance, I believe what you want to call it, in the city that you cannot have any food trucks down by the rock.
Are they going to change that?
No, that's what we're looking at.
I mean, that's what we need to check into.
Exactly, exactly.
I know, because, like you mentioned, some of the businesses don't want them in the area because it's taken from them.
Yeah.
So we have to really work with the businesses and figure it all out, how to put it all so everybody is happy. So that's
great point, Bob. Yeah, and that's, it's critical to make sure that we're on the same page with Scott. And so we started preliminary meetings and with Scott already to get on the same page, let him know that we're very interested in this. It's on our draft plan, and so he knows that. And so we're going to collaborate and hopefully have some presentation to you very soon on the quarter three and four is kind of what we have planned. But we'll keep you updated.
Yeah, we should identify the places that you feel are appropriate, like The Rock, the baseball park, Del Mar, Cloisters possibly, because there's nothing neat there. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Board. Appreciate it. Okay, moving on down. We have, I don't know if you guys know, but Kirk, he does a lot. And so one of the big projects, he used to be the director at the Cuesta Pool. And so this is a perfect project coming up, the community pool planning. As we know, we have the expert here. And so we don't need to do anything. We can listen to Kirk because he has years of experience running it there. He's already been meeting with Dr. Kyle Pruitt at the high school, the principal there. And so, but one of the things that we've been coming through, and we've been working through it, but the question that comes up, because we're so new, is there's been these meetings that has happened. We want to make sure that when the pool opens up, that all the community, that all the requests that they wanted for the bond to be, you know, for the bond to be accepted, you know, we believe that there was a lot from Los Osos, and they gave a check, and well, I keep hearing Val Seymour did a lot. I hear that the RPC, and there was a lot of requests. We just want to make sure that when this poll opens day one, what we don't hear is, oh, why didn't they do this? We requested this, and then it didn't come up. We want to make sure that all of those are brought in the discussion. Kirk's been working hard on our end, but we just want to make sure that all the details we have. So I don't know if you were in those focus groups or those work sessions with the school district, but those are things that that we feel we have everything, but there may be more out there. We just want to make sure that that we program it the way that the community wanted. But there's a lot right now. The school needs to get back to us and to Kirk. They need a program their side before we can even come in with our side. And so a lot of it just kind of depends on what days they give us and what times. And I think some of that is worked out, but we don't even know what the rate they're going to charge us yet. And so with budgets, those are kind of certain things coming up. But I'm not trying to dive in too deep, just want to stay Eagle's view and just let you know that the pool is a big topic. So as you have shampoo in your hair and you're thinking of activities or programs, let us know of certain things. City-sponsored partnered events. This is always a fun one. We just finished the Dixon Spaghetti Dinner. Appreciate all those who attended in that one. 4th of July, Rock to Pier Run, Downtown Trick or Treat, Lighted Boat Parade, and Tree Lighting Ceremony. These are a few of many events that happen in the city that the recreation runs and really spends a lot of time on. The goal there is to enhance those activities, but also possible ones are any possible activities that might come up, a holiday, feel free to let us know. One that comes to mind personally is Easter egg hunt, but I haven't even talked to them. You know, they may say, oh, we've done that. We just didn't do it this past year, but that's one that comes up. I know there's a lot of parents who elbow kids to get eggs, so I don't know if we want to go down that route, but that's just one. But yes, any comments?
Well, I have, in Fountain Valley we did it, but we had it all roped off and no parent could get inside.
That's no fun.
Make the kids just out there do their own thing, because they did, I think. This is more something like showed to all the parents were out there grabbing eggs and hand them to the kid.
No fun.
And I just want to say kudos to the spaghetti dinner. I thought the music there was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Easy listening.
Muddy Bottoms,
time.
Right?
I love the music.
Yeah.
So.
And the MC was great in the beginning. Yeah, who was that? Kirk? Was that you? No. The MC?
No. for 60 seconds.
60 seconds. Yeah. Yeah, that was a great spaghetti feed. By the way, there's a video on Facebook if you want to check it out, about if you missed it, to anyone out there in the public that wants to watch that. Dixon's
one more comment. I just saw on the news today that, like, I think it was in Templeton, the beer run, and it's all the proceeds go to the park and rec department.
A beer?
That's pretty amazing. But
beer
it's
run?
It's, like a, oh. Well, it's supposed to be this weekend, but they changed it till July 10th or 12th, something like that, and sign up till July 6th. But it's a marathon beer run, they call it, and it starts at a brewery and goes around. But all the money they raise goes to the park and rec department. I thought, wow, that's pretty cool if we could organize something, a little marathon for raising all the money strictly to us.
That's, yeah, and that's perfect. Those are the type of ideas that we want to hear, especially when it's fundraising for recreation programs. And that's great. Who knows what will come about, but it's great to hear.
In the city of Alhambra, where I was living before I came here, they put on a beer run that Bob's talking about, where you would run from each tavern, and if you drank a beer, you could continue on your run. Yeah. If you didn't want to drink the beer, you had to wait 2 minutes in the bar. And I think there was about six bars, and it's about, I think it was a little over a 5K run. And I have three friends that ran. Two of them were runners, and the other was, I guess you'd call, a drinker, and not a runner. And one of the runners beat the other two, but the guy that was the drinker beat the other runner. Because he, anyway, it's a good idea. I don't know how people feel about alcohol and that sort of thing, but it is fun, and it's you can make some money.
I think it's funner to watch, right, and see them. What happens?
Well, so we got two bars and they're across the street from each other. It's going to be a pretty short event.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, the buoy. Sorry, go to the other end of town. Mm-hmm. Well, a couple things I'd like to see, if we could ever bring them into town, would be like a triathlon. I think that'd be great. Some sort of a paddling event. I'm sure there's some pretty big paddling clubs. And when the bay is nice, it's an awesome place to paddle.
We have the Morro Bay Triathlon is held in November.
Oh, okay. Well, let's have more than one.
Yeah, that's put on by an outside group. And then we also have a couple groups that are doing different paddling events.
Oh.
And we do paddling events during the Harbor Festival. So there are those events.
Great. I must have missed them somehow.
Yeah.
All right. Karen, those paddling events, are they at Harbor Festival? Is that on, do the companies, is that privately run or is that recreation?
It is actually, I think, through the Harbor Department. In partnership with some of the businesses down on the Embarcadero. And we actually had a group paddle the Rock to Pier last year. They did a stand-up paddle from Morro Rock to the Cayucas Pier.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Okay, I missed that. I'm sorry. But good. Glad to hear that these things are happening.
So as we talk about these events, you know, it's a big part of recreation. A lot of times, when you say recreation, no one really thinks of events until it actually happens. You're like, oh, that's the recreation that does it. But something that has come up, so the Lighted Boat Parade happened. It was great. But there's so many ideas because it's my first time doing it, and we're always thinking of cool ideas and, you know, if we could extend it to another day and help tourism out and help TOT out, TOT dollars, and, you know, if you do like a Friday, Saturday event. So we're thinking of how to enhance it and, you know, add more boats as well so that maybe perhaps it extends. I think some people are saying, oh, sometimes I go out there, but it's so packed, so I don't know. I wish it went all the way down to the Rock and came back, because right now it doesn't, the procession doesn't go down to the Rock. It just does a U-turn somewhere.
Okay. Well, we should ask the Harbor Department if it's safe to go that far.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
I've been in it for 2 years and you can't.
Okay.
When it goes down, the waves and all that's too treacherous, and they do it at the right tide.
Oh,
it has to be high tide.
Okay.
That's why they had to change it last year.
Yeah.
It's just too treacherous to go down there and turn the boats around and come back.
There you go.
They go down, they go kind of almost to the Rock and turn around and come back. So it's...
Yeah, they go past the outfall, don't they? To the outfall and turn around. Past the docks, past Great America and all that.
Yeah, they go down there and turn around the big bay as they make the turn out there, and they just come on a little bit. And, So
And
it's a pretty long run.
I talked with Eric, and I asked him, because... you know, one of the things I'm always thinking, oh, more boats makes it better. And, well, he said more boats means logistic issues and trying to fit everything in there. So he said, you know, come on down and see for yourself, because I haven't been to Light a Boat Parade. And I was always asking, calling him, so how many have signed up? How many have signed up? And he says, and I forgot what that number was, but he said, if you go any higher than the number that we have, there's traffic issues and people trying to do U-turns. There's a lot of maneuvering happening. And so,
yeah,
you know, so it's not just, oh, you know, more is better, but it's also thinking through logistical. So it's good to make sure that we talk with Harbor as well and make sure we're planning. Well,
maybe if we get the local businesses to donate some prizes,
yeah,
and then we'd have just a better quality of boats.
Exactly, yeah.
But yeah, usually, great, you know, point. What happens sometimes is they judge them from the yacht club, and people will do donuts and stuff there.
Oh,
so there's a little hazard nice. Navigation.
Nice.
It is a great event. And boy, a lot of people sure show up for that. I mean, it's a packed house.
Yeah. It did well this year. I know the restaurants and the hotels were pleased with it, so that's always a good sign. Although it was rainy and foggy, but the numbers were great on TOT for that event. And, of course, we have recreational court space. We're working through the different activities that we mentioned about that, looking deeper into opportunities, as we have mentioned in these meetings. And then the recreation guide, always enhancing that, see if we can save some costs. And then additional items, perhaps looking at, you know, one of the things that we didn't have on here that the council mentioned that we need to put in, just make sure, is the skateboard park. And kind of what's going on with that. That was an issue that means a lot to the community, so they just wanted to make sure we don't forget about that as we plan throughout this fiscal year coming up. So any ideas with that, greatly appreciated. So I just wanted to mention that and that's really it for the presentation. The purpose of this was to talk, get our juices flowing, get our mind going, and just always thinking of cool, creative events. Beer Run came up. Awesome. You know, let's see if that's the type of event or if that's going to bounce out to another idea. But always continue to think of events and ideas and bring it next meeting and continue to write it down or email us anytime.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
One thing I was thinking on the Parks and Rec website is to advertise that there is this parks guide, that there's this information. Because I found it. I saw it somewhere and picked one up, and I thought it was great, the recreation guide. And also, is there any place for people to give comments on the website so we get more public input? Because that's one of my biggest concerns. We get public down here when they have special interests or things, but you know, the more public input we can get, the better job I feel we can do to serve the public.
You know, so our email contact's on there, but maybe what you're referring to is a TBID email so that, you know, they can talk to the TBID and say, hey, I have an issue. But I want to talk to the TBID and let them know. And so maybe there's a TBID, so they shoot it to TBID, and then the TBID board gets it. Is that what you're referring to, perhaps?
Yeah, or just something saying, hey, we'd love to hear from you. You know, your comments are more than welcome.
Yeah.
So call us, write us, send us a postcard. Let us know what you're thinking.
Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, because like I said, we work for the public. I'd love to hear more from them.
So do you want those emails? Do you want it to go to the board? How do you
go to the board.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
they can send them to the board. We could.
Okay. And I'm sure maybe there's a TBID email already that was set up by Steve, but we'll look into it.
Okay.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that thought. That's all I had, unless you guys had anything else. Thank you for your time.
Okay. Where does that bring us? Oh, we need to elect a commission, a new chairperson and vice chairperson. Are we at that point?
No, Mr. Chairman, if we can go ahead and address item C2 first,
C2,
and then we'll follow up with that election.
All right. Let's look at item C2, presentation of proposed recreation services budget, fiscal 2017-18.
And I'll take it from here.
Okay.
This, again, is a draft of the proposed budget for fiscal year 18. And this is in front of your commission here for your review and comments. Interestingly, once we posted this information last week, Thursday, the following Friday, I had a meeting with the Connie and the finance department to discuss the budget and make adjustments. So what I have for you right now is a few adjustments that we had proposed that are under consideration at this time, and I wanted to bring those to your attention. Starting with the 6110 Recreation Administration budget, so you should be, she should have three documents that are included in this item C2. So the first page, we're adjusting our special events line as far as revenue is concerned from 24,000 down to 14,000. And I'm just going to go ahead and go through and give you gentlemen the edits right now, and then we can move forward to discuss. Fair enough?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Adjusting under the Recreation Administration 6110 again, we're going to jump down to rental income, two more lines down, and we're adjusting that from 35,000 upwards to 55,000. Everybody with me?
Yes.
Good.
Can I make a suggestion?
Certainly.
Can you print it a little bit bigger next
time? I would agree. I just want to test your vision there, Skip. Yeah, there you go. So then bump down a couple columns. We're going into services. And then line item number 6106, contractual services. We're adjusting the 27,000 plus down to 7,500. Everybody with me there?
Mm-hmm.
And then down to the very next grouping, line item 8,700, special events. We're increasing that budget from 7,500 to 9,500. Line item 8,700.
It's way down here. You got
close to the before that
it's actually on this one here. You made two copies. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Everybody with me? So now we'll move to the next page. And we'll take a look at the Recreation Sports Department 6130. And then the budget item number 3480, rec sports fees, and this is the revenue section. We're increasing the $175,000 in revenue up to $200,000. That was an adjustment made based on potential revenue coming from the swimming pool. Okay. So the top half of the page is revenue related, then the bottom half is expense related. So move down to the expense section of Department of Recreation Sports 6130, and then take a look at line item 5102. And we're going to adjust up from 12,000 to 50,000. And again, keep in mind these were requests made of the finance department by the Recreation Services Division for funding for fiscal year 18. Again, this is proposed and it's a draft form. So a couple more adjustments were made, moving down to services section. Line item 6106, contractual services. We'll adjust that 11,000 and change up to 16,000. We're still on page two. And then a few more lines down below, line item 6812, space rental. We're adjusting that from zero up to 53,000. And that's rental of space for our youth programs, adult youth sports programs. Karen, help me on this one, please.
Yes. So it's all of our uses of school facilities, the gyms for futsal and basketball. It is the rental of the beach for the Rock to Pier Run, the use of Hardy Pool and Kennedy Club Fitness Pool for our junior lifeguard assessments and our junior lifeguard pool program, which, again, next year hopefully will be at the Morro Bay High School pool. So it's anything where we're renting space.
Does the state charge us to rent the beach?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as does the county. They charge us to rent the pier and the beach area in Cayucas as in addition to the pool.
So what did we do in the past?
It
went from zero to 50.
It's been 23,000, and just for some reason it got taken out last year.
Thank you, Karen.
You're welcome.
So just a couple more, so we'll move to the third page, and now we're looking at line item 5102 at the very top, recreation supplies. That was adjusted from 2,000 up to 6,000. And then two more lines down below that, line item 5109, uniforms and safety equipment, up from 1,000 to 2,000. And then we'll move down through the next grouping of services, line item 6812. Again, it's space rental. And this is for our youth services program, space rental, adjusting from 2,000 up to 4,000. And that's specifically use for Del Mar Elementary school rooms for our summer program. And then the final adjustment that we had requested was in the teen programs division 6143, line item 4310, part-time pay. And we've requested to adjust from 18,000 up to 42,000. And those are the dollars that are needed in order to keep the teen center open at its current state, at current levels. So that pretty much wraps up the adjustments that we had requested. Again, keeping in mind that this is going to be reviewed by city administration and then forwarded to city council for their review with their recommendations and adjustments, and then if amended, then the document will go back to city council for final approval and then back to us. And that final approval should take place in June. So at that time, we'll go ahead and bring our formalized document and budget back to your commission for your review. So at this time, we can go down and take a look more in depth with this budget if that's what your commission would like to do. I'm open to answer any questions that you might have regarding specifically the budget or any item within here.
Well, are we going to be able to replace the staff members we've lost and maintain a large enough staff to operate efficiently? Or is that not a good question?
It's a great question.
Yeah.
I'm working towards that right now. Yes.
Great. Okay. Yes. Good to hear.
I was just wondering, with all the adjustments, do we have a bottom line as the end of the year, negative, positive, what we think will come out, even, or what are we?
If you do all the math, add this all up, the projection is roughly we'll recover 50%. So we're just about 900,000 expenses and close to 450,000 revenue. And collectively, we don't look at our cost recovery collectively like this. It's more specific to each program that we offer. I'm sure you gentlemen have might recall our cost recovery pyramid, which places various events, activities on this pyramid, and the pyramid then will designate a certain percentage of a cost recovery for each activity or event or program. So, but as far as the bottom line, we hover right around 50% of cost recovery for everything combined, including our staff time as well.
Is that something that was agreed upon, or is it just tradition, or?
The cost recovery?
Cost recovery.
That is a council-approved document that was discussed, and it's right. It's been in place for 25 years, and it's seen modifications, and certain events or programs move from one category to another. And I'm sorry, I don't off the top of my head know these categories.
Yeah, and we did move a couple. Last year we moved adult sports up and moved junior lifeguards down, because depending on where the community benefit is. But we do have programs in place. We have community-based events that are like our lighted boat parade and 4th of July, which they're not expected to bring in much in cost recovery. But we also have events like the Rock to Pier Run, which is 100% cost recovery, as well as our Labor Day softball tournament. They are 100% cost recovery. That's our plan. So we have programs in between. So
I always thought the Light a Boat Parade was by the Rotary. I didn't know it cost the city anything.
It has changed over the years, and a number of years ago it was a city managed event.
Right.
However, if you really think about it, the Rotary is not providing, not covering the salaries of the Harbor Patrol officers that are out on the water, or the police officers that are providing traffic control, or public works that are closing down streets, things of that nature. So there are costs that are associated with it. We don't charge or look to recover money from events like the Lightning Boat Parade.
Yeah, and I believe it actually started with just a bunch of guys doing it on their
mm-hmm.
own,
yeah.
and then snowballed from there.
Yes.
So.
Any specific questions regarding the budget as it sits right now? Clarification we can try and provide?
I think I just kind of wait and see how it kind of washes out,
mm.
then it comes back with the final, and then we can figure out where we're at.
Okay, me too.
Well, at this point, though, it looks like we'll be able to maintain the level of service that we've had in the last couple of years, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
We're tightening our belts citywide is what we're doing, so we're looking to cut some costs, save where we can.
Oh, I understand that.
And trying to keep up with costs as they continue to rise. You'll see our fees have increased by a consumer price index at 3.5%. Some of our programs we've increased at least that much, if not more. So we want to be in the ball game as far as our fees are compared to other cities that provide similar services. So we keep that in mind as well.
Okay,
and we're making good guesstimates on our pool and the amount of pool time that we're going to have and our pool rental. So those fees and things may change as we get closer and the numbers show up a little bit better. But we don't have that right now. And based on what we're expecting and local fees and what local lifeguards are being paid and those kind of things. So we're trying to base that as well. That's why some of the costs went up, like for the space rental from 23,000 to 53,000. We're guesstimating pool rental for that amount. So,
okay. But say you had a program that had 100 people, you'd be able to charge less than a program for 50 people because you'd be able to spread the cost
in the pool.
Saying in the rec hall or something. Say you've got 100 people painting as opposed to 50, actually.
On some costs are per person, some costs are for the program. So
right.
Like gym rental would be spread across all the participants, whereas the cost for uniform would be
the same for everybody,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, but as long as we look to try to do the best we can by everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, any more comments, gentlemen? No?
Thank you.
Okay. Well, we'll look at this when we get home with our magnifying glasses. Put it up on the TV. All right, where are we now then, gentlemen?
I'll tell you what, I can email it to you guys.
Okay. No, stop it. So are we at the election point then?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I've been the chair for a couple of years. I want you to be the vice chair if you guys want to have me for that, but I think it's time to let someone else take the helm for a while, just to be fair to everyone and you know, possibly steer us in a newer, better direction. Who knows? So we have any nominations for chair?
Yes, I have Bob. I'd like to nominate Bob. Now that you're here, Drew, we can do this.
So, okay. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? None. Very popular guy.
Thank you.
Okay. Do we have a nomination for vice chair?
I'll nominate you, Drew, if you'd like to go down to vice chair and just
sure.
Be my back door.
Yeah. Okay. You have to make a nomination.
I second.
You second? Name a second?
Is for Drew, right?
Yes.
I second that. Yeah.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? None? Okay. I refrain because I don't want to load the dice here. All right, good. That's good. Pardon me?
I said, can we change seats now?
Sure.
No.
I'd like to adjourn the meeting. Are we at the end of all this fun? Have we done all we can do?
No, I think, Mr. Chairman, you can wrap up this meeting as chairman.
Okay.
And then move to future agenda items.
Oh, okay. We're moving to future agenda items? Yes, we can. Oh, we're going to adjourn it. No, future agenda items before the adjournment. What do we got on future agenda items?
You know, I have a question I'd like to see. I remember Karen probably knows, but before we used to maintain the parks. And since we turned them over to T-Web, I don't want to give them a bad name, but no. I think they've gone downhill. My personal point of view of being there. And I like to somehow get the council to get us back into where we can do the park maintenance, because people are always coming to me, well, what's going on with park? That's not our service. Like the tennis court down here, the fence has fallen over. It's been that way for 2 months, or at least 2 to 3 months, with just a yellow ribbon around it. And it never used to be that bad when the park took it. Well, I'd like to see us get back into that. If there's some way we can approach the city council to give us permission to up our budget and get us back into control of maintaining the parks.
Well, but if that's not practical, what I suggest is we build a better relationship with the maintenance people, and they allow us to prioritize what we feel needs to be done as far as keeping the parks up. I think that might be the best compromise, because we can't change. Well, no, if we give them a written list of things, starting with this is what we think needs, and then they take the city council and get approval, because it's not just us. You know, these things, anything that, you know, costs money needs to be go through the channels. And they have priorities. They got, you know, that storm just created havoc, and they've been busy as heck.
Right.
But we need to build a relationship with them is what we need to do. We need to find a way to build a relationship and then be able to make suggestions to them and you know, work together.
So if I might, then this was a reorganization of the city structure and mm-hmm. departments, and it will be this way until we hear anything further. Short of building relationships, I think it's more of a communication that we're able to go ahead and offer up our recommendations and what we see in the parks, and then communicate that to the Public Works Department or through the Public Works Advisory Board, so I can have those conversations with Public Works and determine the best route that we can get their communications across. So that very well could be an agenda item for next meeting, is maybe take some time to go ahead and take a look at all of our parks and then offer up our recommendations at our next board meeting.
I agree.
Is that all right?
Yeah, I would agree with that. The other thing is that at Monty Young Park, for instance, that fence, I can't believe it's not fixed by now. First of all, think of this. How about a child that doesn't know what that yellow ribbon means. And guess what? Gets on the fence, falls over, comes down on him. Guess what? Somewhere, whether it's Public Works, whatever, they have to have some type of priority to look at all of those types of things when it becomes an endangerment.
Well, of course. Health and safety is their priority. It's just they're stretched pretty thin. But, yes, we'd like to see movement on these things. So let's make a list. And
I'm glad you said that, because there's times that I see things going on that doesn't look like they're very well stretched.
Well, you know, I observe these guys all the time, and I see them working pretty darn hard. I do see them working hard.
Well, I do, too.
You know, I see them every day going by and taking care of the trash and the restrooms and doing what they can, you know, hiring out for the tree trimmer guys. I mean, they had 20 tree trimmer guys here, and everybody under the sun fixing all that stuff.
Oh, I understand that. But
and the gutters took a pounding because everything got washed in there. And, you know, you got to look at there's a lot of parts to this place.
Oh, yeah.
But we just want to make sure that the parks are taken care of, because that's what we do here.
Yeah.
We love our parks.
Yeah.
And there's 16 parks or so, if you count every little one, pocket parks and all. That's a lot of parks to maintain.
I suggest we stay on task of what we were doing, and that's setting agenda items.
Right. So that's an agenda item.
Not having discussions on the new items.
So as I see now, we have a next agenda item, I'll call it a park assessment and recommendations. Sound about what
sounds
we're talking
excellent.
About, gentlemen? Okay, and then I think staff can at that time bring forward an update on the swimming pool and what we are working on and progress we've made. Fair enough?
Mm-hmm.
So are you suggesting we all kind of go around and check out the parks and come back with our
assessments? Exactly, yes. And I know in the past your commission has joined in with the parks division of Public Works to do a park tour.
Right, correct. And we do half the parks each year.
Oh, is it half of them each year? And that typically took place in July?
Yes.
So I'll look into that to see if that is still something that is... plan to go forward.
Yeah, they give us a trolley, and we hop on the trolley and cruise around. We also want to I made a suggestion before, invite all the people that volunteer, you know, the Morro Bay Green and the Commando Gardeners, and everybody that pitches in to help should be invited, you know, if they want to come, and they can point out what they've done.
Mm-hmm.
I see them on Saturdays in their orange vests, you know, all over. And when you see a bunch of really cool plants where you think they shouldn't be, that's those guys. You know, they put them all over town.
Morro Bay and Bloom and Morro Bay.
Morro Bay and Bloom,
yes.
Right, yeah. Those
and Gorilla Gardeners.
And Gorilla Gardeners,
close.
Great people. Yeah. But, yeah, they do great work for us, and we need to keep reminding them we appreciate it.
I agree. Any other items that your commission would like to discuss on our next agenda, our next meeting?
I think it's too early, but I would like to, I already brought it up once, the Junior Giants. I think we should really push on that and get it time, see if we can't get it going for next year. It's a great event, I think, if we can make it happen. Junior Giants.
And if I can, I know Karen had taken a look into that program, and we briefly discussed it, Bob. And,
we got kind of late on it, so maybe we can start it early and figure out some financials on it.
Mm-hmm. Now, whether or not we want to agendize that or just...
Research it, maybe?
Research... Yeah. We'll take a look. We can put it down as agenda item, and we'll get back to you with the report. Fair enough.
Thank you.
I have a question. Does the car show get a permit through Parks and Recs?
Yes.
So that's ours. Great. Great car show. It is a lot of fun. Great cars.
And we got the Kite Festival coming up.
And the Kite
very,
Festival.
Very soon as well
one.
In two Saturdays. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I've
it'll
seen
great.
Some of those big kites practically lift the owners off the ground.
Yeah.
There's a good wind.
Yeah.
There's always
so pray for wind. Not always. One year there was no wind at all. They had to run really fast. All the kids at them, they're running really fast. But yeah, sometimes it's windy and great. Okay. What else we got going on? That's it? And this meeting's adjourned. Thank you for your attendance. And please, people out there, give us your suggestions. We're here to help. Thank you.